just feel so smooth right now. Like today we just walked right through the doors of the bar and everybody watched us pass their booth. We sat up at the bar and now we're here to talk sports. As we drink at the bar, welcome to the show, Barroom Heroes! Whee! Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kevin Elliott. Sitting across from me.
That's me, Chris Centeni.
How you doing, bud?
I'm pretty good.
Cool. And we got Stack Guy Joe on the ones and twos and threes.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Let's get into a couple promotion stuff first. We got a lot of shows next week. So if you want to see the Barroom Heroes guys, come out to these shows. We got Wednesday, The Grid in Mesa. We've got Thursday, Tempe, Arizona, Monkey Pants. We've got Friday, Rum Runners in Phoenix somewhere. Saturday, Tosos. Chris Centeni is with Dave Stone. And then Sunday, we have the Snap Battles with Joe going for his third title. And that's a stand-up live. So go check it out. Check everything out. And also, if you like the show, tell your friends to make us the most popular podcast ever. We don't, actually don't even give a shit about that, but we are. Anywho, shout out to Punch Drunk Sports Network. Thank you, All Things Comedy. And download the SeatGeek app. Put the promo code PUNCHDRUNK in and get $20 off your first purchase. What do you see there, Joe?
I see all kinds of stuff. You could go to the Men's Final Four for $491 April 1st.
Is that, Phoenix, is that Arizona? Including, is that including the $20 off?
No. So that's what, $470-something dollars.
Yeah, that's quick math.
Or you could go see the Sharks at the Coyotes for $34. Or you could go see Keith Sweat for $306. Getting your lady wet is worth some cash. Come on now. $306 Celebrity Theater? Fuck.
Celebrity Theater?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to see Keith Sweat 15, 20 years later.
And at the Celebrity Theater.
Maybe that's for all the tickets.
Do you have a business or a group that you'd like to come see Keith Sweat?
Did you forget
office
to get,
party?
Did you forget to get your office a holiday gift?
I got SeatGeek and Groupon mixed up. That's my bad.
You were a Groupon?
No.
The voice you heard, the very funny comment and funny dude, one of the best dudes we know. Shit, he's a comedian. He's a writer. He's a tour manager for a big band. He's an awesome dude. Eric Friedman, welcome to the bar. How you doing, bud?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I conned you so hard.
You very much conned me. Didn't know what I was getting into. I don't watch sports.
I just asked Eric if he would come to the podcast. Didn't tell him like what it is. He's like, yeah, sure. He's in town for the weekend. And he was like, yeah, whatever. I'll come down. And then like 15 minutes ago, I was like, we do a sports podcast. He knows dick about sports.
Yeah, no one's ever going to come on this again.
That's not
this
true.
This was our first and last.
Don't say something like that.
You hurt
if you're conning feelings. People into it, this word's going to travel. These guys, they're snakes.
Or maybe other people will listen to their friend's podcast and know what it's about. Could be my fault.
Let's get started with our first little game, as we do, so that the loser has to chug their beer. It's a good way to start things off in the bar. So what the game is Joe finds three athletes, and we need to guess what their career salary earnings are. And it could be from any sport of the four major ones. And no, soccer's not one of them.
Damn.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey. Do you have them?
Yes, I do.
All right.
And in honor of Eric coming down here, because he is not a big sports guy, I'm not going to ask you some baseball player you don't even know his name.
No, I want to join in on this. I got it.
I thought we could go extreme sports.
And those are harder.
Try to get some career earnings for some extreme sports athletes.
Okay, because you're a skateboard dude, right?
Yeah, but I have no idea what they make.
Yeah, me either.
I didn't get that far.
I might.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
I'm not usually researching what they're getting paid.
Well, you're not as jealous as I am then.
Let's start off with Kelly Slater, the surfer.
Shoot, dude.
Is this career earnings?
Career earnings for Kelly Slater as of 2014, because this is an old article that I found.
This is just like what they've made doing anything or specifically surfing?
Specifically surfing.
That changes my numbers.
Yeah. All right. I will start off. Shit. Because I feel like his net worth is $20 million. But I would guess that what that article says is $7
million. $7 million from Kevin. Eric?
I'm going to go much higher for career earnings. I'm going to say 26.
26 from Eric. Chris, one of the best surfers of all time.
Yeah, I'm going 16.
16. Closest, and without going over, $8 million goes to Kevin with 0.1.
Yes.
I almost said 8, but I was like, that's a dick move.
I guess it doesn't pay to be one with Mother Nature. No.
Let's go with Tony Hawk.
A billion.
One of the all-time... A billion.
No.
Yeah, but once again, does this count as video games? Does this count Birdhouse? Nope.
It's strictly off of
skateboarding. Chris, how much money has Tony Hawk made in his career? As of 2014.
You know what? I'm going to stick with it, with my answer from before. 16. No, 16. A billion.
That's what you first said about Tony Hawk.
That's a big swing.
Eric?
I'm going to go back a little lower, I guess. I'll go 12.
See, I just feel like the 900 was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was, but I don't think he just got money from... They did a 900.
That's like a $6 million. That's like the fifth... Maybe it was $16 million trick.
It was his 18th try at the X Games when he was out of time.
And every sponsor just shot money out.
He just kept trying it over and over again, and then he finally nailed it. Yeah,
and everybody but it wasn't... how good your trick is, they just shoot money cannons.
Yeah.
And then guys were just writing checks off to the side. Okay, 900, dude?
You said 16.
I said 12.
Eric said 12. I will say just off of skateboard because he started so early on, but he's got his little tours and things he does throughout the world. So I would say, 20.
Correct answer is $120 million.
Oh!
That's not just skateboarding, then.
Just skateboarding.
Birdhouse is counted in there. Other skaters he's got under
him. The video game.
No, but I'm saying this. Maybe his, like, didn't he have, like, wheels?
It is
a grip tape. Birdhouse. Yeah, he had a whole skateboard company.
It is also somewhat in association with his tournaments that he puts on through Birdhouse, but it's through, he made that money. Right.
But not personally skateboarding. We're getting into Wayne Gretzky when he was coaching and whatnot, right?
Okay.
Which might actually hurt his staff.
They deducted it. He made negative money.
Fine. Because that was misleading, we'll try again with another skateboarder.
Okay.
This also includes his ties to skateboarding.
Okay.
This is going to inflate the numbers a lot. Okay,
just his ties to specific skateboarding merch that he sells with his name on it.
Okay.
So not sponsorships, just his personal brand. And it is Bam Margera.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Who looks horrible.
He doesn't look like he's worth as much money as he is.
He looks like Elvis died 4 months ago. He looks bad.
Dude, he...
He looks like he was the one in the car that hit the tree.
Rest in peace, Ryan Dunn. What up, Paul?
Ooh.
Dude, that was a dark joke. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
It's good, though.
Let's go you first.
I'll start.
It's appropriate.
For that horrible joke.
Yeah, you set the bar, all right?
Yeah, but I'm going to say that he made like a ton of money, so it makes up for making fun of him, I think. I bet with his name on it, all that stuff, everything that's gone on, I would bet $162 million.
Way more than what Tony Hawk made. Okay
50 yeah, but million. Tony Hawk, we weren't doing his video games and all that, which is where most of his money is.
I say 50 million.
Kevin says 50. Chris?
I'm going... I feel like he... I'm going like 35. I'm willing to be very wrong here. But
35. Actual total, 45.
Oh!
Kevin again
with the
50.
Because he had to split all that jackass money like five
ways. But I get
ways.
The point, because going over doesn't count.
Yep. All right.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Going over to we said it's
do
close to
you
two.
Can't go over unless they're all over, then it's closest to.
I thought he said 35, and then
that's
you said 45.
Yeah, he said 35, okay, and then he now, said 50, and it was 45.
So let's do it this way.
So he got the point.
No, I guess they're saying if you go over, it's still fine. It's just whoever was closest.
Yeah, but let's not do it that way.
The first time you said whoever goes over, it doesn't count.
It's whatever, so, man. No, it's whatever benefits Kevin, I guess.
Shut the fuck up. I'm doing this so it doesn't benefit me, asshole.
Is it without going over?
I say it's without going over unless everyone is over. Then it's the closest person.
Congratulations, Chris, with the point. That's the way I wanted to do it from the beginning, but last week you guys told me that was wrong. So
we didn't think of that tiebreaker.
Last one, another skateboarder, Ryan Scheckler.
Ooh, the Shex has made so much money on skateboarding.
Has he, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
This does include...
We've been wrong so far.
Is direct name ties to Volcom, Red Bull, GoPro.
Oh, he's got the Red Bull attachment?
I say... I have mine.
Okay.
$30 million.
$30 million from Kevin.
$60 million.
Dude, $60 million
from Eric. With that Red Bull money?
I don't know.
I'm looking at... I'm just going to kind of wedge in between the two of you here. Let's see. I'm going to do...
45.
43.
$43 million. All of you went over. Closest, without going over, was Kevin. The correct answer was $10 million.
Damn. Oh.
Man, even getting, with the sponsor.
He's getting a lot of money. Off.
Yeah. He needs new management.
Holy cow.
Red Bull's just giving him free cases of Red Bull still. He's like, I really love this stuff. It's expensive, too.
Here's a fake pair of wings, Ryan. Get out of here. He's like, oh, cool. I have Red Bull wings.
Is Scheckler the kid who did the trick where he sprayed himself with Axe?
Yes.
In the commercial?
Yes.
That's why he doesn't have that much money. Everyone saw that and was like, come on, dude.
He had a show on MTV.
Yeah, he did. I watched a lot of it.
So did I.
Here's the thing. That's because.
Why did you watch
it? I watched a lot of it because I've told you this before, because it was a buffer when they were doing reruns of like Laguna Beach and the Hills.
Oh, you're
which
obsessed.
I watched all of. Don't care. I loved it. Trash. The whole show was trash. I watched it every time. Reruns.
After they started making LC look bad, I stopped.
She deserved it anyway.
I made her
going.
Look bad. Wait, was that Lauren Conrad or is that the other girl?
I'm pretty sure it's Lauren Conrad.
Yeah? I made her just look, I made her look bad at the Laugh girl? Factory one night.
You did what to Elsie?
Yeah, let's hear that story. Let's hear that story.
I was doing a show at the Laugh Factory on Sunset and in L.A., not Phoenix. Guys. Anywho.
My God, that was so arrogant.
The real Laugh Factory.
It was a shitty Phoenix one.
We get to the club, and they wouldn't let anybody in. And we're like, we're on the show. Like, you're not going to let people in, but can we go in and sit upstairs? And they said, no, like, nobody can go in right now. We said, well, what the hell happened? And they were setting all the cameras and shit up for her to be there and whatever. And then you couldn't get in unless they did the TV thing where you have to get a picture taken and then sign the form. So you couldn't go in unless you did that. And we still didn't really know what was going on. And then she walked in with, three of the other guys. I don't know. They're Jason. Does that ring a bell, Chris? And kind Talon.
Of. Let's look this up. I'll look it up while you tell the story.
Well, anyways, so...
Was it on TV?
Yeah. The episode of the show was that their friend was going to do stand-up for the first time. So they put him our show, and he did... All they showed was him, and he did his thing, and he was awful. But they laughed. Anyways, every comic that went up that night just tore into Lauren Conrad. And the fact that they're doing the show and fucking up our show, it was like this whole big ordeal, and it was funny. Longer story than it needed to be, sure, but
did you get
much
into
like
it
DOC.
You should have got yourself on the show.
I was on the show.
No,
You
should have got into it with her. And done one of the talking head interviews.
There was
and
no
all
way I was getting on. I was calling her a piece of shit.
Did you have a good set?
And not those words. No, I had a terrible set. I was an idiot.
Well, whose fault was that? Yours. So don't blame LC.
Lauren Conrad.
Yeah, you haven't been back to the Laugh Factory on Sunset in L.A.
Yeah, that's true. I think that was the last time.
I blame it on Heidi.
Heidi, dude.
It's always Heidi's fault. Fuck her.
Well, I don't know.
And Spencer, right? That's
yeah.
Ugh.
Hey, real quick. I can't find this episode, dude. I'm just currently reading all the synopsis on Wikipedia.
If
I saw you kiss her. That was
it, we'll
deep.
Play it.
That was deep, dude. I remember being upset back in 05.
Oh, man, you should have seen 05 Chris raging, dude. The guy was so mad.
I was always angry. Except for the hour that this show was on.
Just like catnip for you.
Yeah, dude. God, just kept me level, you know? Look forward to it each week.
Well, I know Chris is a big hockey dude. Mm-hmm. And he sent me this thing a couple days ago, and he said, you know, a guy purposely high sticks him and got ruled like a game misconduct or whatever he got.
Yeah.
And then I watched the video, and I was like, he should be suspended for life. Like, he blatantly threw his stick, like the sharp curvy part where you shoot the puck.
The blade.
Yeah. I was about to say, is that the technical term?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm a doctor.
See, don't worry about it, man. You'll be fine.
Feeling more confident as we go on.
swings a stick, hits a guy in the face. I'm like, it hurts. That's kind of, I mean, it was totally blatant. Should be suspended for the year.
Or, hear me out, given a raise because the only reason that people really love hockey is the violence.
Well.
Oh, I'm watching it right now.
They gave him, show Eric, they gave him a 6-game suspension.
Yeah.
Like
the after fight. Where's the first?
Oh, don't worry. I want you to get the more slow motion zoomed in. When it's at the full out, it just you're like, what's going on here?
You don't get the backstory unless you see the whole quarter. So no. We're gonna back it up.
Right?
It was an accident.
If you really. if you guys want to see it,
it's like if you look, he hit the he hit the glass with his back arm. He was just trying to hit him in the chest and accidentally got right into his eye.
Yeah,
that's that.
If
was
you
their
type
theory.
In Nyquist high stick on YouTube, you'll be able to see it.
Dude, 6 games though. Honestly, I was like, this might be more than he would normally get. He never no offenses before, so I was like, they might just like come into the locker room and be like, no, don't do that again.
I mean, very he gets bad. Like a 2-week very vacation. Bad.
What's up?
He gets like a 2-week vacation.
Oh, well, there it is. Sorry,
but he loses like. You know, $20,000 or something. So,
yeah, that's
he'll
true.
He'll think
man.
Twice before
probably
he does
more
that
than
again.
That. So, Eric, what first? What we didn't do is promote anything and everything you want to. We didn't do that from the top like we normally do. So,
I apologize. You can check me out on any social media at Eric J Friedman. That's Eric with a C and Friedman with 2 E's. Or check out Court Ordered, our new cartoon show that is out now on the Laugh Factory YouTube channel. It will be featured on the homepage of Funny or Die soon. And that's pretty much it. You can watch for me. I head out on tour soon, but I will be back home in the LA area in April.
Cool, dude. Where are you going on tour?
This is me going out with a band working as a road manager, and we're headed to Mexico, New Zealand, and Australia.
Fucking love it.
We're coming
dude.
To Arizona for St. Patrick's
Are
Day
you?
In Chandler.
Yes, dude, I'm going to go.
We'll be there.
Yeah,
can you please get me the same access as before?
I'll see. It's a festival, so it's a little different, but damn, probably.
That's the one, Pot of Gold, right?
Yeah.
Dude, No Effects is going to be there.
There's a bunch of people there.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
It's going to be cool.
And then we go
like
from there down to South America.
Effects. What, South America?
Yeah, Colombia, Peru.
God, man.
Dude, that's going to be sweet.
You travel the world.
It'll be fun.
I'm so happy you do it. I couldn't do it.
I'm so happy that you take on that job because otherwise it would not get done.
Right. Yeah. And no one else wants that job.
It's up to Kevin if you don't do it.
I have too much anxiety, but I love...
If Kevin wanted to do it, I wouldn't be out there.
No, don't. I love hearing Eric's stories from the road. Like, it's cool as shit, dude. All these different places, but I couldn't go. My anxiety's too bad.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, it's hard. You got to be able to travel a lot and not
like,
care
like, you leave
flying.
Your house and you're gone for... like a month, 2 months sometimes.
I'm homeless right now.
You are?
Yeah, I just moved out of the house that
I was
in. But
you're back in Phoenix to see your parents.
Uh-huh. And then I go home, and I'm home for 3 days and then leave for tour for a month.
God damn, dude.
And I'll come home and try and find a place to live.
By home, you mean like figurative.
Yeah, figurative home, exactly. I live amongst wherever I want. I go wherever the fuck I want, okay?
I don't think I
was
never
down
on the road for more.
Homes with roofs and
thank
kitchens.
Because Kevin needs to live vicariously through you, obviously.
Yeah. I was never on the road for like more than a week, and even then it would freak me out. I'd be like, I should go home for a little bit and just see what's going on.
But I haven't pooped in 7 days.
I have no problem shitting anywhere. At this point,
you really
in my life,
don't.
At this point,
yeah, he doesn't. He's always texting. Every time, I'll be there. Oh wait, hold on.
Yeah,
I had to take a shit at
I've
Wendy's.
Shit twice since we started the podcast.
Yeah, just doesn't care, man. I love it.
I just go, bro.
Yeah,
you have to. All right,
you're the guy that like says, "Hey, can I tour this apartment?" Like you go to the front office.
Like I'm driving and see an open house.
I'm really thinking about moving here. By the way, is the water still on here?
What kind of toilets you guys got?
This is one of those models, right? Okay, good.
Well, speaking of bathrooms, did you guys hear about Jerry Sandusky's son? Like father, like
fuck
son?
Fuck you.
Yeah, dude, come on, man. Don't make segues like that.
I don't know. I
really thought he was going to pull this. Speaking of things you can't stop doing.
Dude. No, I thought that's where he was going, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was on the board, but.
Guys, 14, right? 14 counts.
Here's the thing.
Was it sexual abuse? Was it child?
I don't know, man, but it's a fucking bummer.
It's fucking gross.
Well, it is, but it's like, dude, what a horrible cycle. Because it wasn't, didn't he have Sandusky Sr., I guess you would say? Didn't he mess with him? And then, dude, they need, people
was
need.
That, I'm trying to find that.
I don't want to put, like, put situ. I mean, the child molester, it's kind of rough to defend anything. But I'm just saying, like, if he experienced that younger, dude, if he didn't get any help, that'll screw you up. I feel bad for him.
There's no.
Not for what he did.
There's no formal allegations that his son was a victim. But considering the other allegations, I'm sure that it's not a large leap to make.
It could be opposite and just like.
Yeah, he's like, why didn't my dad
like,
want
I
me?
Learned this from you, dad.
Right.
But or, it's just or he's
either
like,
way, it's like,
oh, you
cycle
like touching
continues.
Kids?
It's
yeah.
awful.
You don't like touching this kid? What's wrong with me, pops? Why am I not sexually attractive?
And then he realized he picks off specific kids. And
and then he.
They're
then
into the same type
finally
of
finally understands his dad. It's That's a very gross. Good sitcom.
Fuck, man.
I was going to say bad horror franchise, but yeah, sure.
Sitcom horror franchise.
They're doing it all.
Either way, a lot of people are going to tune in and be real bummed out. So. God, dude, it's horrible. I read it. I saw the thing come up on my phone, and at first I thought it was like Sandusky, the original. And I was like, Jesus, man, this guy. Then they're like, oh, no, it's Junior or whatever, one of his kids. I'm like, holy shit, man, this is.
And you're not wrong about the cycle. I'm sure, like.
That's what I'm saying. There has to be.
5 years from now, we're going to hear kid. Included in Sandusky case, accused of whatever. Like,
it's just too. It's brutal, man. It's just, like, there's not even. I can't even find a joke. I tried to be lighthearted, and then I'm like,
Happened a few days before Valentine's Day. I'm sure there's something there. I'm just trying to help.
I'm just mining. See what we'll get to.
20 minutes from now, there's going to be a piece of paper like acceptable premises based on.
Valentine's Day. Good tag. I don't know how it fits.
I can just see like Sandusky Jr. and then Valentine's Day question mark. There's probably something there. Like, just scribble.
Costco buys in bulk. Don't know what that's about, but I'm sure he buys something in bulk that's funny.
Don't know.
There's got to be something he buys in bulk that's funny, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's
he buys
what it
in
is.
Bulge.
It's trying to find the joke in terrible situations.
Yeah.
It is funny.
Yes.
Not the situation.
Right. The situation you can't make funny, but your own inability to process it and try to can be funny.
Like he doesn't buy in bulk. He buys in bulge.
That will be the new satire now moving
but
forward.
But I feel like it's like he buys junior sized polos in bulk.
Damn, dude.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Well, he probably bought
Gotta
a prison sentence
worn,
in bulk.
Gotta
hey!
Be.
Something about Pee Wee football. I don't know sports.
I know you are, but what am I?
Fuck, man. What if they
Coach
share
Sandusky,
like the same
Coach you're a
cell?
Pedophile. I know you are, but what am I? That's the Pee Wee football league.
This is bad news, man.
It's just so for the mom, it's got to be fucking awful,
dude.
My husband cheated on me with children, and I'll never have a grandchild because my son is into children.
Well, yeah, but you also have to wonder, like, and I'm not blaming her, I'm not putting anything, but if you find out something like that, why don't you just tell somebody?
Yeah,
like force them into some sort of help. Or you know what I mean? Or like just call the cops. Whatever you have to do. Yeah, I want to feel bad for her.
She wasn't threatened by being touched by her husband or son. So, I mean.
That's true.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm safe.
She's safe. She could have gone and said something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the whole thing is so. Such a bummer, dude.
It is like, a bummer.
And now I think she's a coward. When did I even care about her? Like, all of a sudden, you guys got me thinking too deep on this.
That's the problem. Everyone does. You read it, and then it's like it questions your conscience.
Yeah.
You're like, could I have done something? Like, I think I saw him play on TV once.
I didn't read through the full story. I saw, like, half of it, and I was like, that's enough. I'm not doing this to myself today.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You just pull it up, you're like, oh. I'll wait till I'm happier.
Right.
Just the headline was level. Enough for me, man.
It chips away at society's like ability to be able to be affectionate to each other, too. Because like now, there's like a kid around, it's like high five at most. Even that, I'm like, I feel awkward giving you a high five. You're not my kid. Get out of here, dude, kid. That's,
yeah. Bill Burr has that joke about like now there's all the pedophiles and shit. And he's like, I used to like saying hi to kids. Now I can't. And they walk up to me, I'm like, get the fuck away from me. I don't know this kid. I didn't do this.
Yeah, yeah, I've always worried about it with just my nephew. Like, I grew up with him. You know, I've known him since he was born. But same thing. Like, my sister would send me pictures of him when he was, like, a baby. And he'd be in, like, his diaper or naked. And I'd be like, why are you sending me this? This is on my phone now. I'm not his father.
Yeah.
Like, this is not right.
You shouldn't say that either. I'm not his father. It's like, wait,
well, I mean, kids, I can't be his father and him be my nephew without there being a lot of other problems.
A lot of other questions.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kentucky.
Yeah, no, just real quick. I'm really glad that we've waded into this swamp and now we're all neck deep in it. Like, well,
how do we get out, dude?
I don't know what we thought we were going to do. And then Kevin just yells out, speaking of Kentucky.
Yeah, Kevin dude, came with up incest. With the topic lineup, right?
Kevin
said, let's jump right from high stick suspension to fucking molestation, right?
No, that's just how it was written down. Like, those thoughts came to me throughout the week.
The Not stories. Specifically in that order.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we'll do Kentucky for real. Kentucky is a place where we think there's incest going on. Right?
Oh, good segue.
Thanks, dude. Good burn. Good burn.
I don't know anybody in Kentucky, so I can't really vouch for it.
John Calipari, who's the coach of the University of Kentucky men's basketball team, put together his all-Kentucky team that are in the NBA right now, and tell me if you don't think they would win the championship, if not go undefeated. His starting five was John Wall and Devin Booker at the guards. Karl Anthony Towns, DeMarcus Cousins, and Anthony Davis to round out the starting five. Okay. Which leaves Eric Bledsoe on the bench. Julius Randle's on the bench, so he's not like a superstar or anything.
He doesn't say where he belongs.
Willie Cauley-Stein, Tyler Ulis, Scal Lavissier, who doesn't play much. But like, do you think just that team put together could beat this Warriors team that was put together?
No. Well...
Do you think because there's too many big guys?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like a squad full of large people, not a lot of anything else.
Yeah, but John Wall, then Devin Booker, he could throw it out. And...
I'm not saying they wouldn't play real well, and it wouldn't be a great – I just don't think they're versatile enough.
Yeah.
I think Eric looks real confused.
I understood big guys.
I bet you did, Eric. I bet you did.
I just don't see them also. Honestly, when you first started naming it off, I was like, man, this is a team that's not selling a lot of jerseys, so I have no confidence in them.
Most of those of those players are, although very good and maybe even underrated, a lot of those guys are head cases. They're B-rated guys. Anthony
DeMarcus
Davis.
DeMarcus is a huge problem.
Anthony Davis is the one guy out of all of them that you go, oh, yeah, it's like a good young prospect. He's like a good – I mean, they're all good.
John
great.
Wall is probably the best player
He's
on that list.
He's also somebody that has issues at times.
Cousins is the biggest issue. However, if you get him together with his guys, maybe he won't be.
Or maybe he's worse, and maybe they're all taking to it.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly the greatest dude at Kentucky when he was with John Wall and Eric Bledsoe.
Right.
Makes sense.
I just got to be honest. When you were like, he's going to name the all-Kentucky team, I was like getting ready, bracing myself. I didn't realize all these guys play for Kentucky.
Yeah. But because they only play 1 year and then they're gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, God.
It's just, it's an NBA so it's, factory.
Yeah, it is.
If you were a recruit,
and
would
you
go
there?
Couldn't
you do that for a lot of universities?
Well, I guess you would. I guess I would. I don't know. I think I would still want to go to school, though. I don't know. It's hard to put myself in that situation. If you know you're staring down millions, it's hard to say, like, no, I definitely am going to show up to biology this week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
Well, they don't.
Well, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to even do any of my work. I'm just going to be eligible for my 1 year
yeah.
and then go.
Well, and actually, it's not even that. Once they announce to go pro, they're done with school. They leave. So they really do one semester
yeah.
and some of second. And then once the basketball season's over and they announce they're pro, then they're done with school. They're kicked out of school because you forfeited your scholarship.
So these dudes literally just got to maybe pass half a class.
Uh-huh. They yeah. take like four classes, whatever the NCAA minimum is, and they're all horseshit.
Right, it's all like electives, like 100 levels.
Yeah, and then the second one is sign me up for whatever. I'm only going to go to class till April, and
damn,
then
dude.
You're done.
What I was saying is, couldn't you do like the all-Duke team or the all-North Carolina team or the all-almost
yeah.
any
yeah.
team and have a very good team that would compete?
You could. But the Kentucky guys are still really young, so I think that's where it comes from. Because if you did the all-Duke team, some of those guys are older now. Like the all-UCLA team would be Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Drew Holiday. Like you'd have a good team, but they're all a little older. They've been injured. So that's why I think – and Calipari said it wasn't like some reporter. He just kind of said whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
They'd compete, but I don't think they'd – they definitely wouldn't
go
undefeated.
Think they'd have chemistry issues?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think they would just have, like, game strategy issues. I mean, it's just you're not a lot of options. I mean, a lot of talent.
They're running Kentucky offense.
Yeah, dude, but in a pro situation? Or are we talking about in college?
No, pro.
Yeah, he's talking about them going up against the Warriors. I don't think...
That's what I'm saying. I don't think...
The Calipari system holds up to that.
Yeah, I just think it's a different argument than can a college team beat a pro team? Because, no, I don't think they ever can.
Yeah, no, it is. It's interesting. That's why I'm kind of like I'm trying to talk and process because there's a few
they're
angles.
Just young professional
yeah.
athletes.
Maybe if you – I don't know. I think they would do well, but I don't see them winning a championship or anything. I think they'd have too – chemistry would be a problem, but even if they solve that, I think they're just limited in terms of game strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Eric, tell us a story about Kentucky.
Oh, man.
So many good
dude,
ones.
It's the best because you can say that to Eric,
Kentucky.
And he has something for every like
say,
city.
Let's not talk about Kentucky. I don't have a good story for Kentucky.
That's cool, dude. Your family came out to see you, I take it?
When?
When you were in Kentucky?
Oh, yes.
Is that why you can't talk about it?
My family? No.
Gross, dude. Incest again.
How about a good story about San Diego?
Let's talk about San Diego. San Diego happens to be our city that we're doing this week for the which athlete never has to pay for another meal in that city. And it's San Diego. Beautiful place to visit. Has everybody been there?
Yeah.
No.
Everybody? You've never been?
Dude, I've been like nowhere.
That's true. You should go.
I think I've been to like four spots.
It's one of my favorite places,
man. Yeah, San Diego's pretty rad.
So chill.
Well, let's all go.
All right.
Right now.
All right.
Cut off the
let's
podcast.
Do it.
We're heading out.
Pack up.
Who
the
can
stuff.
Drive?
Do you have a good... Eric, do you have a good story from San Diego?
I have a quick one. I went and did Comic-Con down there, the exact opposite of what this podcast is. But we exhibited
not
at,
off-air. Off-air, you get Stack Eye Joe fucking
yeah, yeah.
throwing up DC and Marvel comic news.
My Tomorrow's Nobody comedy group, we exhibited at Comic-Con for a few years. And the last year I was there, I was walking back to my car to grab some stuff after the event. It was nighttime. I was by myself. I had like close to $4,000 in cash in my pocket. Some, I think homeless guy, I don't know, but a guy walked by me and just asked me, he's just like, yo, what's your shoe size? I was like this, and I just answered because I
wanted to know how big your dick was.
That was the weirdest question I ever got asked. And so I was just like, nine and a half? I was like, well, I don't know. And then he's like, okay, cool. And then he just kept going, and I was like, oh, thank God. I have so much money in my pocket. I didn't want to have to beat the shit out of this dude. Get the shit beat out of me. Thank God
your feet are so small.
I know. I was like, either this dude's about to just rob me, and this is a random question he's asking, or he's about to steal my shoes.
Dude, I would have been so scared. I would just, if anybody said, what's that shoe you wear? I'd just take them off.
Yeah. And keep walking. They were slip-on Vans. I was ready to give them to him. I was 21, I think, at that time. I was like, I don't care about my shoes. I'm just keeping this money in my pocket.
Plus, this is San Diego. It's one of the one places you don't need shoes for anywhere.
Right. It's over by Petco Park, which is where sports do happen.
Sports does happen. What sport do you know?
Baseball.
Woo! Do you know what the team is?
Padres.
All right. This is why he's here, dude.
You're ready to be on every week, dude.
This is why he's here. Athletes for San Diego are slim pickings.
Yeah, I had two, and I guess they're not.
Who did you have?
I had Tony Gwynn.
But he's got to be alive. Otherwise, I think Tony Gwynn would win no matter what. He's Mr. San Diego.
I was going to do... I literally said Ken Caminiti until I found out he's also dead. Gotta be alive, yeah. And then LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, the dead guys are not paying for another meal.
That's...
Good point.
So who wins, really?
Solid choices.
The finalist that it came down to, it's because it's just tough. There's not rich history in both teams, I think. So it was Phil Mickelson, golfer, lives in San Diego.
Oh, I didn't know he lived there, or I would have put him on the list for sure.
Yeah, Philly Mick, LaDainian Tomlinson,
yeah,
Dan Fouts,
ooh,
and Trevor Hoffman.
Oh, Trevor Hoffman. Okay.
So, Eric, Trevor Hoffman was a closer for the Padres, which means he pitches the ninth inning.
Okay.
And to win a game, and he was awesome at it. Like, nobody
could
do it.
Trevor
for
Hoffman
a long time.
Is a real good choice.
It's a good one.
I totally blanked him.
Dan Fouts, did he win a Super Bowl? Can you look it up?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think if Dan Fouts won a Super Bowl, that's the argument over LaDainian Tomlinson.
I think I have the best argument, though, which is I don't know any of these people, so if I was a server in San Diego, I would still charge them for their meal. So I would argue that there's still people in San Diego who have no idea who the fuck any of these people are.
That's why you're here.
Maybe that's true, though. Maybe San Diego doesn't have the diehard sports fanatics that consider free meals.
The Chargers aren't even there
anymore.
They
probably have some, but if you're going to say never paying for a meal, then you're taking in not the diehards.
Right.
Dan Fouts did win a Super Bowl.
I see where you're at here.
I have a hometown pick that I think will get the nod. Reggie Bush, the greatest high school running back to come out of San Diego.
To come out of California.
He
broke every record.
Like, if you're living in San Diego, you're around our age, you're like, oh, shit, I remember Reggie Bush. He went to San Diego High, and I went to San Diego South High or whatever. And I feel like that's a guy you have eyes on. Outside of that, I agree with Eric. Like, Darren Johnson, you're like, oh, he was from San Diego and he played for the Cincinnati Reds and they got an NL championship or whatever.
Yeah, like he was
I don't know
the
him.
Team.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like I could find out who some of these people are, and as a server, I'd still be like, no, you have to pay. Like,
yeah. Oh, you're Harold the Brick Mueller? That'll be $48.90.
Harry Mueller, man. That guy was awesome.
Hopefully they saved their money.
They did by using Geico for their car insurance. What are you looking at?
I was looking at other San Diego athletes.
Yeah, I was just spot checking his source.
Marcus Allen,
yeah,
please
Marcus
tip
Allen's
15%.
From there. He's from San Diego. Man, Eric's point is pretty solid. Does San Diego even give a shit about a professional athlete?
They would have about Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair to just say Tony Gwynn wins.
I feel like if you're Shaquille O'Neal in San Diego, you have a better chance of getting a free lunch than if you're Tony Allen.
Marcus Allen?
Or Marcus, I was going to say, I don't even know.
Definitely Tony Allen, because no one knows
because
Tony
plays for the Grizzlies.
I feel like you could have LT sitting at the front of the line, and you could have fucking who's the guy that does TNT reporting with Shaq and
Kenny
EJ?
Smith?
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley?
No, the white guy.
Ernie Johnson.
Is it Ernie Johnson?
Yeah,
EJ.
I feel like you could have EJ behind LT, and someone would be like, oh my God, aren't you on TNT? But like LT isn't on stuff anymore, man. You know?
If I were to give it to somebody, I think Tomlinson would get it because he's the most recent, unbelievable athlete that they've had. But I agree with you that Tony Gwynn should win hands down.
San Diego's kind of a beach town, right? It's like a vibe like that. Okay, so how about Kelly Slater?
He's not from San Diego.
But I bet if he shows up, there's more chance he doesn't pay for
him. Yeah, but even him, he doesn't have a recognizable face. I feel like fucking Kevin Hart has a way better chance.
He's not an athlete.
Now are we just talking about who can get a free meal?
No, but I'm saying in San Diego,
he's kind of an
athlete.
The Rock. I bet The Rock could get.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin Hart does
the
shoe.
The athlete who gets a free meal.
They only give athletes shoes, and Kevin Hart has a shoe.
He didn't play in San Diego. That's the question.
But as far as like athletes,
he would have answered a smaller shoe than me. You tell me, I don't have a big foot. Kevin Hart's foot's way smaller, I'm sure.
It's got to be.
But yeah, I feel like San Diego is so close to L.A. That's a fame town, baby. It's not about it whether you won an NL championship in the 80s.
Does nobody win in San Diego? We could choose nobody.
As far as athletes goes?
God, dude, but I don't want to like sandbag San Diego and say like
it's one
man,
of my
you guys are real
places.
Dumb and you never pay an athlete's
what's
meal.
Their
but they don't. They have
right
one
now.
Professional team there now because they couldn't go to a fucking football game.
And what's that one hot athlete for them right now?
For San
like,
Diego,
yeah.
They looks wise?
No, well, kind of. Yes.
Who's on fire right now? Who's their star player?
For which team?
The Padres.
Don't they only have one team.
The Padres is Will Myers.
Will Myers.
It's the closest thing they got.
Will Myers just came out and said he was going to try for 40-40 this season. 40 homers, 40 stolen bases.
Will Padre.
I'm just saying, Will Myers. If Will Myers gets the 40-40, he'll never pay for a meal.
Didn't he get abducted
for
in
one
Stranger
year.
Things season one? What are you talking about?
Oh, is that the
he
kid's
did.
Name?
And thanks to that experience, he's now a star baseball player for the San Diego Padres.
I think
he's
using some illegal substances.
It's going to be the Stranger Things.
She did, dude. 11 was stealing food.
He's throwing great and throwing up slugs. Let's give it up for Will Byers, everybody.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, on season 2 coming out of Halloween.
That's a long time from now.
Well, it's appropriate, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Theme.
It kind of scared me as I watched it. I was like, holy shit, what
that
if there is?
That is the pussiest thing I've ever heard anybody say.
Don't give me a break. There's got to be worse.
There's got to be like 9-year-old children that said that same thing. Like, it kind of scared me a little bit.
That's
like,
not true.
It is supposed to be like, are you afraid of the dark for adults?
Yeah, I was afraid of the dark as an adult.
That's not any of
so
the
now
things
is it still the pussiest thing you ever heard? Yes. Or was that
it? Anywho.
I didn't hang up Christmas lights this year because I was still kind of freaked out.
It's whatever, dude. You guys are whatever. Okay, stupid podcast. Fucking stupid people.
This is what it's like hanging out with a bunch of comics.
Yeah, no, this is what it's like. Just ruin my feelings.
Come on, man. Get
Why
over
do you
it.
Have feelings still?
Yeah, get over it.
How long have you been a comic now?
Put those in the garbage and move on.
What? Who do we pick?
Will Myers?
Yeah, Will Myers from Stranger Things.
Will Myers does not get it.
No, I'm telling you, I think it's LaDainian Tomlinson, if anyone.
I think if we've got to pick somebody.
Yeah, if we have to, somebody living.
Fuck, man, I want to pick Trevor Hoffman.
Trevor Hoffman would be cool, but I feel like he kind of fell off towards the end.
Yeah, because he was old. He pitched forever.
Well, retire out on top,
Tomlinson
and then you don't pay for meals.
Retired on top, but he never won a Super Bowl for them.
Eric, as casual MVP. Fans, can you name three things about LaDainian Tomlinson?
No, I don't think I could spell his name.
Played for the Chargers.
I keep.
Won't pay for a meal.
That I
San
messed
Diego.
Up. Yeah. How to say his last name? Like Thompson.
Dude, he was the biggest deal. Like in
well, was
fantasy,
he on the Chargers.
Tomlinson.
Yeah, he was a running back.
That was the first year I played fantasy football.
Tomlinson.
Tomlinson. The first time I played fantasy football, I got LaDainian Tomlinson in the draft.
And you win.
And he was – no, I lost in the championship because he kind of had the, like, one of those weeks where they don't play hard.
Yeah, he had that. I remember that.
But every game he was the reason why I won. 200 yards, multiple touchdowns.
Yeah, dude, he was like
– what's he look like?
Football player, I guess, like a running back.
Dude, here's the thing.
I would identify him if I work at Denny's.
He wore the shield, dude. He wore the dark.
Yeah, he had the dark.
Is he gonna wear that? He literally
always.
ESPN did one of those commercials, like a day at ESPN or whatever, and he was the male guy, and he had to hold the envelope up to his helmet and the sunglasses, and then he'd get them all wrong. So no, you wouldn't know what he looks like because of his helmet. But football's like that a lot. You don't know what guys look like.
He just tore down your argument.
Literally, all he would have to say is, "I'm LT." In San Diego, and everybody will pay for his food.
People in San Diego know him.
They do.
I was just in San Diego last month, and I wouldn't have paid for shit for him.
But would you have for Trevor Hoffman or Will Myers?
No, I don't know any of those guys. Because you just don't give a shit.
You just like everybody should pay what they owe. It's not fair.
Yeah, especially the people making lots of money to do something.
I agree. X gets the square, dude.
For sure.
I'm going to say
technically not a San Diego team anymore, correct?
I know.
Oh yeah, so maybe that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Maybe now he has to be thrown into the LA situation.
Yeah.
I feel like Margaret Cho gets a free lunch in San Diego before LT. That's fucking
racist, dude.
Come on. How about Will Ferrell?
Hey, wait.
I didn't say that as being racist. Cuz
Will Ferrell made that Anchorman joke about San Diego.
Will Ferrell.
And he technically played for 8 teams last year in spring training.
That's true.
Good point.
Padres.
One of them was Padres.
There you go. So that's the athlete that doesn't pay for a meal in San
Diego. Will Ferrell. I don't think he has to pay for a meal down there.
Yeah.
I think I just solved it.
Through a loophole, Will Ferrell is the champion of San Diego.
That's a good loophole.
Good loophole.
Woo! Good job, dudes. I want to talk about a list that isn't a sports list.
Can't do it, man.
Did Margaret Cho make this list?
I think
did Margaret Cho? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Rolling Stones came out with a list of the 50 greatest stand-up comedians of all time.
Of all time.
How are you going to make that list?
I don't know. If we start doing that, then we can throw all this out right away.
Here's the thing. They do that list that's like the 500 greatest albums, and really what it is like our 6 favorite Beatles albums. Our 4 favorite Bob Dylan albums and then 90 albums to fill up the pages. Have you read it?
That doesn't make 500, but yes.
Well, I don't even know. I forgot how many albums they reviewed.
Whatever, man.
It's a dumb list.
I get what you're saying. For music stuff, yeah. I mean, but that album stuff and songs, I feel like it's just a collection. It's not necessarily like, oh, you're really number one. It's like this big collection of 500 bands or albums.
And it's always difficult because as you get closer to modern day, you can say modern that this family. Person is the big, just because you wrote on it for a little bit, sort of.
A lot of staring.
Are we just
going
mentioning
on?
Shows that you got fired from?
got him.
I can't do roast battle, dude.
The closer you get to current day, the more so you can be like, this person's really big and influential now. But in 20, 30, 40, 50 years are they going to be, you know, as you get further away. So it becomes, as you get to the people who are more current, it becomes a bit more muddled.
Yeah.
Like, do they deserve to be on the list?
True, yeah, dude, true.
It's definitely about the parody of best and worst and how those match up on your list. So let's just cover the highs and lows and leave out the middle because that's just comics, right? 50 through 41. We have Wanda Sykes.
As number 50?
Number 50, Wanda Sykes.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Outside of that...
I'm looking for literally one name on this whole list.
Is it like Richard Pryor or something?
No. I'll let you know if I hear it.
Okay.
Aziz Ansari, 49.
Ooh.
I agree. He should be on the list. I mean, I'd have to take...
For top 50 stand-ups of all time? I know his following is top 50 of all time.
No, I would put him on there because I think that... I mean, he sticks out in my mind of one of the top 50 comics for sure. If I had to just quickly make a list, he's on there.
Okay.
Margaret Cho, 48.
I'd put her on there for sure.
I'd put her probably higher than 48.
Elaine Boosler.
Okay.
Reggie Watts, 46.
A It's kind of a weird vibe.
Yeah.
I love Reggie Watts.
Nothing,
I love
nothing against too, him. Yeah, nothing personal.
I just, but top 50 still greatest of all time comic. Is what I,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is he even really a stand-up?
He's like a variety show.
He is a variety show, but he does stand up.
Oh, yeah. No, number I love 45. Him,
I do too. I love him too. But for to put him in the top 50 of all time.
Freddie Prinze?
Definitely. Absolutely.
No, just a senior.
I'm not good on
because I thought he was hilarious.
I'm not good on my history. I don't know who that is.
I know you did last time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a revolutionary comic. He is he? Absolutely deserves to be on the list.
My bad. I don't pay attention. Number 44, Russell Peters.
Definitely. I mean, he should probably be higher on the list,
yeah,
too.
He's the most grossing comedian of all time.
The most as far as money. Known.
Really? Because he got 44.
He makes $44 million a year doing
stand-up.
Looks
like they're looks like they're haters.
So whatever, they put him at 44, he's the winner.
Amy Schumer, 43, also makes a lot of money this year.
See, and that's where it becomes, currently she is huge. In 10, 20, 30 years.
I've always thought she was funny.
We'll to argue that point, 42, Phyllis Diller. Another woman who in her time was looked at as kind
of exactly.
controversial and pushing
the envelope.
She
makes the list because of longevity.
Exactly, and that's all I'm saying. We just don't know with the people who are more current talking about Azizi.
To be fair, we haven't seen that new Amy Schumer movie where her and Goldie Hawn get locked up abroad or whatever. Oh, so,
Should be good. We'll should be good.
The trailer made me laugh. Joe made me watch it.
It doesn't look funny. 41, we have a true legend, Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
How is he only a 41?
Right.
Right. Interesting, right?
He's at least top 25, probably.
He might be top 10 for me. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Right. Like,
for me, I'm feeling like the next one is some kind of misprint. Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
Dude. I like Gary. Gary's
at 40?
Yeah, but how is he low?
But I feel like they're putting him there because they're trying to go specifically off stand up. Opposed to writing and TV shows and everything else.
And I'll give you that, but Gary had
great stage. I agree.
Let's jump right to the top 10, because we could do this for a very long time.
Okay.
And then we'll delve into this a little harder. Hold on, the list is getting slow.
Go through the list, but only name like the big ones. Because if there's anybody left out of the top 10 and we get mad and they're like 11...
To be fair, this Rolling Stone site sucks, so it's very hard to...
Let's just do top 10.
Okay.
And then I'm probably not going to hear the name I want to hear.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you until...
Number 10.
I read through the whole list, and I didn't feel it was bad. I felt like they did a decent job, because that's obviously hard. 50 of all time.
Were you able to properly navigate the site with all these pop-ups and fucking...
It was pretty annoying.
It's very annoying. Number 10. Mort Saul.
Okay.
From Breaking Bad.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I could deal with that, though.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He made himself the most political voice since Will Rogers.
Yeah, he was...
Yeah, he was legit.
He's huge.
Who the fuck is Will Rogers?
What?
Wait, come
Wasn't
on.
He one of the Green Lanterns?
Yeah. There you go. No, that was... That was Jon Stewart.
Just,
what is happening?
I took a stab.
Number 9, one I can't get behind, Dave Chappelle.
Number 9, Dave Chappelle. I'm with that.
You can't get behind what? Him being...
No, I can get behind.
Oh, can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
please explain yourself.
Mort Saul sounds like a fucking, like a weird...
accordion.
No, it sounds like a weird sketch from fucking...
Saturday Night
SCTV.
Live.
Yes, SCTV. The person I'm thinking in particular that I'm blanking on right now. Not Rick Moranis, it's...
Patton Oswalt.
Eugene Levy.
No, he did the...
Whitest Kids You Know.
The Rock.
He did the...
go to
hey, everybody, I'm got pointy hair and I want to snow and...
Homie the Clown.
Woody Allen.
He didn't
I'm totally blanking, and now you are too. I know you are. You're seeing it. He did the Glickman Show.
Yeah.
Kate Quigley.
Martin Short.
What's up, Paul?
Martin Short.
Yeah.
Martin Short. Yes, he did Clifford. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Clifford was a weird man.
Short.
Movie.
Every time I hear
Martin Short.
Yeah, he's great.
Every time I hear Mort Saul, I'm just going to see Martin Short. Mort Saul. I'm a great comedian. Political voice of my day. Anyways, number 8, Bill Cosby.
Damn.
Number 7, Jerry Seinfeld.
I love that everyone just next.
Number 8 on the court.
No,
great
I remember
number
reading. Eight. I remember reading what they wrote about Bill Cosby in the first paragraph, which is like, look, we understand what has happened.
It starts off in parentheses, but, deep sigh.
And it's true. It's like you can't leave him off.
And you can't separate the art from the art. Also, or you can separate the art from the art.
To connect to sports, the number eight on this list.
As far as no one can watch him anymore.
Right, but Mel Gibson is still going to direct Suicide Squad. Yeah. So, you know.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Because he called a bunch of people sugar tits. And
no one wants to see Suicide Squad 2. So,
that's a good point, yeah.
That's why they're having him direct it. Yeah. Here's a job, man. And then it'll tank. And they're like, thanks, Mel.
All our directors are heathens. Take it slow. Is that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Number seven, Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
What's the deal with lists, though? So many lists.
Your commentary's so bad.
He's just trying to make sure he's never on this list.
Number six, Joan Rivers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. I love that.
One of the best. Number five, Chris Rock.
With that.
It's good, but he's very high.
I believe him to be ahead of Chappelle. He'll stand up all time.
Well, yeah, and look.
I think he'll stand up all time.
You're going to move around your top 10 based on what your top 10 are. But
in the
if
year.
They're in the top 10, they're in the top 10. That's the way I just look at it. It's like you're not going to argue who's at one, who's at six.
That's true. Number four, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
We're not going to argue who's one
and
who's
six. Yeah, we know who's one and two. It's always the same flip-flop.
Okay.
And it is. On
Carlin and Pryor are either one or two.
Number three, Lenny Bruce.
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
As a child, love that. I used to write Joey Bruce on my shoes because I was like, hey, it's like Lenny Bruce.
Son.
Goddamn dreamer over here. McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
George Carlin, number two.
Ooh. Yeah.
Richard Pryor,
number one.
And that's typically, I think, how it goes.
When are we going to see Bill Burr. When are we going to... Oh, not in the top 10.
Well, I don't think he's too much higher.
I think he's in the top 15.
Yeah.
Dave Attell?
He's not even on the list.
Yeah, there were...
I saw that.
I forget.
Dave Attell's not on the list.
There were a few
people who were just not on the list. Dom didn't make the list either.
That's
I agree with that.
Crazy.
Dom's one of the first stand-up comics that ever got me into comedy, and I'm just...
Every time I go to Olive Garden, I say, I'll have the bologna Alfredo because of Dom Herrera.
Yeah. I order the Dom Herrera.
He never makes the list, though, because he just didn't hit that world or that...
Bill Burr is 17, beating out a couple of my favorites, though. Albert Brooks, his stand-up is fucking incredible if you get a chance to watch Albert Brooks back in the day. And Mitch Hedberg at 20.
Oh, yeah.
Where was Stephen Wright? He was on there.
Hedberg was 20? Where's Steve Martin?
Steve Martin's up there, but that was another one. It's like, hey, he should probably have been higher.
Billy Crystal?
I don't think Billy Crystal made it.
He was on the list.
Stephen Wright's 15. Kaufman's 14.
Yeah.
That's
Hicks
good.
Is 13.
Right.
Dude, like Hicks.
Robin Williams at 12.
Yeah. Should have
been like in the 10s.
Steve Martin at 11.
He's got to be towards the top.
Dude, I mean, you can't argue with that. If you told me that was your top seven, if you include Carlin and Pryor.
But if you say Mort Saul, which is, again, just this weird character. Is above Steve Martin and Robin Williams and fucking Bill Hicks and Kaufman and Stephen Wright and Billy Connolly, Bill Burr,
Kevin Connolly,
Kevin Hart, Albert Brooks, Mitch Hedberg.
Kevin Hart was on the list?
Yeah. Wow, where was he?
I don't remember.
Was that an ad or did I just flat?
No,
yeah, Kevin Hart's 18.
I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't.
Kevin Hart's 18. Yeah, it just looks like an ad.
And Bill Burr was ahead of him. Did you say he was 17?
Bill Burr is below him, I believe, at 19. Ooh. No, that was Albert Brooks. Yeah, he is at 17.
Man.
See, there's my thing with the whole, like,
it's so tough to
if
argue.
You look at the current people that are in it, the people who have been big over the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever, and then you look back at some of the people from the 90s who were that same size and that same big comic and none of them are on the list, that's where it becomes, well, these people might, the same thing might happen, the same fate, you don't know. In 10 years they might be those, like, oh, remember those people? And most people are gonna be like, no, but comics will be like, yeah, I remember them, of course, I loved them.
It's a valid point.
Almost like you should have to have been big long enough ago before you even make a list like that.
And be able to stand up throughout all of it.
Also, like, everybody's Mount Rushmore of comedy is different. So if you say who's on your Mount Rushmore, it's totally not anything to anybody's list. Yeah. It's your own personal thing.
It's very subjective.
Yeah. That's but true. I don't. How do you leave Attell and Herrera?
Attell was the one that somebody posted. Like, he's not even on the list. And I was just blown away.
Oh, it was Bartnick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Bartnick posted that.
He said, and it's, I was like, if you leave David Attell off this list, it's like leaving Michael Jordan off the list of greatest basketball players.
I didn't read the whole list, but is Paula Poundstone on there? Because
I don't remember her being on there either.
Paula Poundstone pushed me to want to tell jokes in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have someone like Ellen DeGeneres on there either.
Oh, shit, she wasn't on there?
You don't have, you don't have Drew Carey on there. You don't have Bill Maher on there.
Kevin James, was he on there? Because as a stand-up, again, he was fucking great.
Yeah, you don't have Kevin James. No,
Roseanne.
Don't sweat the small stuff's one of the funniest
things. Roseanne's on there. So good, dude. Okay.
Roseanne's definitely on there, but I don't remember.
Wow.
There's tons of people that
I guess you're right, though. I mean, but are the people that we just named from 51 to 60, or should they have been in the 50?
Again, for me personally, yeah, but it's so subjective.
I wonder who voted, man. I wonder if it was one person or if they sat in a big group.
It was just a whiteboard
threw names at the board.
I mean,
what comics do you like? Put a check mark. It's Rolling
Stone, dude. You think if you're coming out with something entertainment, it's going to be valid. And pretty thought out.
It wasn't a terrible list. That's the thing I'll give them. I don't think it was a terrible list. I think it was decent.
The only person I thought should have been on there was Aziz, and he was 49.
As far as clickbait goes, it wasn't horrible.
Yeah. It wasn't just... It wasn't bullshit. It wasn't all current. There was a good...
Yeah, at least you could look at it and say, okay, I can see a case for that person.
Right.
Yeah, murder was the case that they gave him.
Yup.
It could have been worse.
All right, let's get out of here. Everybody, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in again next week. Tell everybody you know about it. And it'll be awesome. And then we'll come up with shirts with Centenni when he walks in and we say, hey, how you doing? And he goes, oh, you know. I'm working on my Centenni impressions. Was it good?
It was pretty good.
It was okay. I'm getting there. Eric, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me on this thing.
Dude, when can anybody see you, hear you, anything coming up?
Check out Court Ordered. I helped write it and create it. Stars Eric Myers and a bunch of other great stand-up comedians. You can always check out my website, ericjfriedman.com or tomorrowsnobody.com. Check out what's going on, and that's where all my shows will be. I got to leave the country in about a week, and then I'll be back.
Immigration.
Fucking Trump's America.
Guys, thanks everybody for listening. Enjoy all the sports this weekend, man.